Okay.
All right. Mike Monaco is with us. Do you have a pair of skinny jeans, Mike?
No.
Mike is always impeccably dressed. I mean, he looks like he could be
advertisement for
Brioni.
Thank you very much.
That's true. Now, what I find interesting about Mike, though, is I've very rarely ever seen him outside of a suit, even on a golf course. He's like Donald Trump. He wears a suit and a tie and a pocket square inside his pocket square almost everywhere.
You have to have a pocket square.
Yeah. Even on a golf course, he dresses like an Italian prince on a golf course.
Got to.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right. May I ask you a number of questions here? I want to drag you, as our legal analyst, I want to drag you across a couple of breaking stories today that I think are of import, especially here in Chicago. The Mayor Daley, Richard M. Daley, is been called to be deposed and to testify in a number of cases, actually, that are related to John Burge allegedly either torturing at his own hands or allowing for the torture of suspects in Chicago police custody in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And John Burge served time in jail, right?
Right, for lying about it.
Right, for lying about it, right. But never was never convicted of the actual abuse. Although a number of people have been released from jail as part of what were considered to be wrongful convictions,
right?
Mm-hmm. Based on Burge. Although there have been more than just a few of those who've either returned to jail or later were found to have been involved in criminal activity and probably were related to those acts that they were first accused of. However, in those cases, during the Burge era, those guys had confessed, and they considered those confessions to be coerced.
Right.
So you've had...
And when I was a federal prosecutor, I thought, no, people, you can't make a person confess if he didn't do the crime. And that's, we know for sure that's possible.
Yeah.
That happens. That you can, especially if, you know, if the person, the suspect is not, as bright as most people are. I know I had a client once who confessed to being involved in the murders. I think there's five or six murders at the chicken place.
Brown's Chicken.
Yeah, I was. Mm-hmm. They called him, and the defense called him to testify. Didn't you confess? Yes, I did. But the police had kept him for a week, for like three nights in a row.
Awake.
At a wake, that's right. They were waking him up every 10 or 15 minutes, and he confessed to a crime he was not involved in at all.
It turns out that
I know it's possible.
Yeah. Well, I've interviewed people too who said later, I confessed because the police detective and the attorney told me, hey, you know, don't worry about it. You just put your name down here, and later you can sort it out.
Now you say attorney.
I'm sorry, not attorney. State's attorney.
Well, I'd be surprised if state's attorney. If a state's attorney's involved, that's a problem. Most of these are just the police investigators. And they're very
the
detectives and the investigators are very sharp, and they knew how to do it.
In some of these cases, there were also detectives serving as translators when the person didn't speak English, and maybe the state's attorney in the room didn't. And so there are all kinds of complex reasons, I think, why people might sign these.
Well, they promise you everything. They're allowed to promise you. They're allowed to lie to you. Under the law, they're allowed to lie to you.
Except for federal.
Allowed to lie to you federally. The FBI is allowed to lie to you.
Oh, they're allowed to lie to you.
The FBI is allowed to lie to you. Like policemen are allowed to lie to you and say, listen, we'll give you, if you tell us where the gun is, you know, we'll be easy on you. We'll take it easy on you. We won't charge you with this. And sure enough, they tell them where the gun is and they prosecute them. Now, listen, that's how, you know, if that's the kind of case where you can actually find something that they, something that's
okay. Right. So this was not my question. This was just
I know, but
this
fascinating because people still don't believe that it happens.
It does happen.
That was a dependent clause of my question.
Okay.
Here is the independent clause.
Great.
Richard M. Daley was asked to take part in these depositions. He and some others, a bunch of other cases.
Right.
Now in this one particular case, his lawyers are saying that he has a medical condition that they wish to have sealed.
Right.
And that it is only for the judge and the lawyer's eyes only.
Right.
And that is why it is impacting his ability to take part in these cases.
Right. They're saying that there must be some medical condition that the mayor has right now that will either make it difficult or impossible for him to give a competent deposition. I'm assuming.
How common is that?
Yeah,
that's not, it seems like it could be very common.
Well,
I would use that dodge. Right there.
You've got a lot of ailments.
I talked to a fellow today that does a lot of plaintiff's work, and he said, well, this sounds like the mayor's getting some kind of special treatment because while it is certainly available to anybody if they're suffering from some kind of illness or something.
Right. And we don't know. We hope that if he is, he's comfortable and well and curable.
Right. He turns 75 next month, I think. Mm-hmm. But his, you know, so, but normally it's public. Normally. Now, while they may seal, as if his fellow, if somebody has a mental condition or disease that he or she does not want to become public, mm-hmm. that you can understand why the judge would seal that. Mm-hmm. But you would assume at some point a judge is going to have to rule. An issue like that could go to the competency
of the testimony itself.
Yes, and the judge has to rule based on evidence, and the judge is going to have to rule. So there might be a hearing, as they say, in camera, meaning in secret. There might be a secret hearing about this, as well as a secret filing, to keep it in the mayor's best interest. But at some point, you would assume the judge has to rule. And when the judge rules, the judge is going to have to say why she is doing what she's doing.
But they're saying it's for attorney's eyes only. And I want to ask you, Mike Monaco, is that unusual that a medical professional would not have the opportunity to weigh in about the substance of what the allegations of the illness are or what the proof of the illness is?
Well, I would assume that if you're saying the plaintiff's lawyers would be allowed, I assume, to show the filing to their own expert doctor to say that this is not sufficient for the mayor to avoid giving a deposition.
Because they could fight that.
They could fight that, sure. Yeah. And there could be a hearing. As I say, there might be a hearing. I doubt that the hearing would be public. I assume the hearing would be in camera.
Mm-hmm. But that would be with both sets of attorneys.
Both sets of attorneys, right? They'd have to both agree to it.
And the plaintiff's attorneys would have to argue that they would like their expert to see it,
right?
And a judge, one would imagine that seems like a fair request by a set of attorneys.
Yes, it would seem to be a fair request. Judges are very careful, though. They're, like in most criminal cases, there are protective orders for most evidence that the defense lawyers get. And the defense lawyers in most criminal cases, are not allowed to show anybody other than people who work for them or people who are prospective witnesses the documents that the government has given them, including police, FBI reports, FBI, what they call 302s and so forth. So it's not uncommon for judges to issue protective orders in most cases, even civil cases, mm-hmm. if there are reasons for that, like if there's a medical condition that is very sensitive. So in this case, I would assume the judge is going to make a ruling, and I would have to assume Judge St. Eve's opinion will have to be public.
Mm-hmm. It can be public without getting into detail, though, right?
It can be
public. Without disclosing the...
Well, that's a good question. I assume so. I assume she could be very discreet about it.
If there were an attempt of an appeal in this case.
The appeal can also include these items that are under seal. So the items under seal.
So the appellate judges would be able to see what it is?
They'd be able to see it.
It's very interesting. Yeah. And you know, this town leaks. It doesn't leak like the White House, but it leaks. or Congress. It's interesting. You wonder... How long, you know, and federal judges definitely do not like when things get out if it's in their court cases.
That's true, but they also don't like items sealed. I mean, there's a very big push for transparency in these cases.
And Judge St. Eve is, first of all, she looks great, doesn't she?
She's a very, very attractive, incredibly brilliant jurist.
We like to say, I say that about all federal
yes,
judges
you do.
In case I'm ever
just
in front
in case
of any
you
of them.
Ever have
but
to
she's very well respected.
She is, yes. So, she had the Resco case, for example, I know.
Yeah.
Other big cases.
That's very... Yeah.
What's at stake here, though? I mean, they're saying that when Daley, Mayor Daley, was Cook County State's attorney, that he knew about this alleged torture and that he didn't do anything about it. He didn't intervene.
Now,
those are the strong allegations.
Judge St. Eve said, or in this case, I believe she already ruled, that they cannot sue Daley for that because prosecutors have immunity for the work they do as a prosecutor. I mean, unless it's something really beyond the
would have to realm. Have nothing to do with an actual prosecution of a case. It would have to be in the context of their job,
right?
That they witnessed something and then they didn't, you know, they were an accomplice to a crime by witnessing it and not
right. So they didn't right. So they that I don't think that asset, but his involvement as mayor is what I think the bigger suit is now, because they're accusing him as mayor of concealing the torture, of not disclosing evidence of torture, and keeping this fellow Smith in jail for 20 years for a crime he didn't commit.
Well, there's going to be it's interesting in this town. You just never know. We always think, oh, look at what's going on in Washington. Uh-huh. It's sucking all the oxygen. But oh my gosh, this is always the best show in town.
It truly is.
Until January 20th. Yeah. All right, Mike, thank you very much.
Nice
appreciate
to see you.
It.
Nice to see you, Anna.
You too.
All right, right now, Violetta Paramedic, WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.